News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, decreasing clouds in the mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 40s. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-70s and Wednesday night, mostly clear. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. The state of Kansas reported 49 new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. The state confirmed 747 cases, which was up from 698 on Saturday. State health officials say 183 people have been hospitalized for COVID-19 in the state. The ill include an inmate and the fourth staff member to test positive at the Lansing Correctional Facility. Police are investigating the shooting death of a 28-year-old man in central Topeka. D'Angelo Payne was found dead Saturday night. Lieutenant Ron Ekus says officers responded to the scene after a report of shots fired and a vehicle crashing. They found D'Angelo Payne deceased at the scene. The Topeka Capital Journal reports details of the crash and the shooting have not yet been released. And a man with an axe was taken into custody after a standoff at a police station in Arkansas City. Monday, Kansas News. On the Mid-America Network.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected. Or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association. Divers have recovered the body of a Kansas trash truck driver who was reported missing on Friday. Authorities say 32-year-old Bernard Singleton of Topeka apparently lost control of his truck west of Perry during inclement weather on Friday morning. The truck hit a guardrail and overturned into the river where it sank. Deffenbaugh Industries contacted the sheriff's office Friday evening after Singleton didn't return home from his route. Authorities used his phone to ping Singleton's location. His body and truck were recovered Saturday afternoon. A man armed with an axe was taken into custody after a standoff at the Arkansas City Police Station over the weekend. Ark City Police Chief Dan Ward says the man entered the lobbies yesterday afternoon and hit the interior door of the police department's secured area with a long-handled axe. The sheriff says the suspect, 38-year-old Douglas Gleaves, was taken into custody. He's being held on allegations of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, criminal damage to property, and criminal threat. Mid-America Network News.
They're hot in the summer, icy in winter, slippery in the spring. I'm talking about the streets. Unforgiving, unpredictable, downright mean. Get a grip with a tire that puts you in the driver's seat. For a limited time, get a $70 or $50 reward card or virtual account after online submission with purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires.
Visit Mike's OK Tire, 400 Center Street in Marysville, or call 562-3471.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promotion for complete details. Offer expires 4-6-2020, void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. A group of doctors has urged Governor Pete Ricketts to impose stricter measures to limit the spread of COVID-19, just as the state reported 40 new cases of the coronavirus. Ricketts has imposed restrictions on the number of people allowed to gather in one place and has closed bars and restaurants, but the Republican has resisted following the course of leaders in most other U.S. states by imposing a stay-at-home order. 45 doctors from Grand Island on Saturday published an open letter warning the incidence is going to increase dramatically if nothing further is done to mitigate the spread in our community. Nebraska lawmakers who are pushing a package to lower property taxes won some extra time to make a deal when the coronavirus pandemic brought their session to a halt. Key lawmakers say they're still working behind the scenes from their homes to craft a proposal with enough support to pass in the One House legislature. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. County Councilor Jason Brenninger reported that the 6 months will be up soon on properties the county acquired from the tax sale. Sealed bids will be accepted for these properties. Notice will be published, and sealed bids will be due to the county clerk's office by May 11th. Agency and Aging Director Ashley Lynn stated that she's reconsidered and will do the Harvester food distribution April 17th. The distribution for people who are already qualified and have income guidelines and must be over the age of 60. Commissioners approved the agency providing senior citizen transportation Tuesdays, 6 to 7 a.m. to Walmart for provisions and prescriptions. Approval was given for purchase of a new drug dog. Purchase price of $10,500 includes handler training. The dog is a 10-month-old Belgian Shepherd. No action was taken following executive session with the undersheriff for discussion of acquisition of real estate. Monday meetings will be streamed live via the Marshall County Clerk and Elections Office Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday conducting mostly routine business. They discussed briefly the free dump day, which was canceled, and suggested options for consideration. Josh Huckett was appointed Greenleaf Township Trustee. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday asked the county attorney to look into extending the current Nemahal County Neighborhood Revitalization Plan until commissioners are able to renew the plan. Public Health Solutions now reports 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Gage County. The second confirmation is a male in his 50s who experienced mild symptoms and is currently self-isolated at home. An investigation has begun to identify people who have been in close contact with this individual so that further steps can be taken to prevent spread of the virus. The local health department also reports that after investigation, the first confirmed case of COVID-19, reported April 2nd, also from Gage County, has been determined to be community spread. Community transmission is determined when a confirmed case is identified, but health officials are unable to identify how or where the individual became affected. An elderly assisted living resident at Adams was the first fatality related to coronavirus, passing away last week. Over the weekend, 7 more cases related to that nursing facility in Adams were confirmed positive, and those residents have been temporarily transferred to a facility in Lincoln. 8 have died in Nebraska so far, with all 93 Nebraska counties now covered by state-directed health measures until May 11th. In Kansas, as of this weekend, no confirmed cases have been identified as yet in Marshall, Washington, or Nemahal counties. Jewell County did report a first case this past week. Clay and Cloud counties, 1 each, with 13 now reported in Riley County, 2 in Pottawatomie County. 20 have reportedly been tested so far in Marshall, with 8 tested in Washington County. Nearly 7,500 have tested negative statewide, with 747 confirmed positive. Of those, roughly just 1/3 are currently hospitalized, with 22 virus-related fatalities. Sirens overnight as Marysville firemen responded shortly before 3 a.m. to a residence at 9th and North Streets. No immediate details, but no outward sign of fire. Responders were on the scene for a relatively short time. A miles-long stream of cars connected the Waterville and Blue Rapids communities yesterday as a Palm Sunday parade, coordinated by the Methodist churches, drew some 76 vehicles, which proceeded throughout the two towns. Washington City Council adopted a resolution limiting access to City Hall until further notice. The regular April 6th City Council meeting will be held via Zoom, and citizens may join the meeting free online or via dial-in phone call. Additional details are on the city website, WashingtonKS.net. Public documents may also be requested electronically or hard copy via email. Contact the city clerk. Marshall County Agency on Aging is offering Transportation Tuesdays through the month of April from 6 to 7 a.m. for senior citizens to visit Walmart. Phone 562-2020 for information or to schedule a ride. Virginia A. Ring, age 92, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private graveside service is planned Wednesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery in Marysville. They will broadcast the service live from the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page Wednesday at 10 a.m. Visitation Tuesday, 11 to 7 at Kinsley Mortuary. Private rosary Tuesday evening at the mortuary, 7:15, will also stream live on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Virginia Ring. Robert Bob Lee Wolfschlager passed away Friday in Madrid, Iowa. A private graveside service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 1 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Wolfschlager. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, Baby Baker, steamed broccoli, whole wheat bread, and lemon cherry fluff. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread salad, and sliced peaches. KNDY News time is 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a warm front across the central parts of the Midwest. Some areas bring in some clouds and drizzle. This will retreat to the north. In our area, we're actually going to see quiet weather with decreasing clouds. That looks like quiet weather over the next few days with mostly sunny skies tomorrow into Thursday. Otherwise, temperatures pretty nice, 70s and 80s before cooler temperatures move in on Thursday. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, becoming sunny, mid-70s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 40s. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-70s. For Wednesday night, mostly clear, lows around 36. As into Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies, cooler in the upper 50s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early April, 63. Record high on this date, 85 in 1991. The average low, 38. The record low was 18 in 1994. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m. 55 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds out of a southeast at 5 to 10. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 6th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The guidelines for a potential sports return and remembering a pair of football legends. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. More reaction following President Trump's stated desire to have fans back in sports stadiums across the country by August and September. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose state has been hardest hit by COVID-19 thus far, outlined how he would determine a return to play.
Follow the data, follow the science, let the professional doctor, healthcare professionals tell you when it's safe to reopen, and that's when you reopen.
Sources tell ESPN the president made his remarks while on a conference call with the commissioners of major professional sports leagues on Saturday. His name will forever be synonymous with making one of the longest kicks in NFL history, 63 yards to seal a come-from-behind win for the New Orleans Saints. Sunday, the family of Tom Dempsey confirmed the kicker died more than a week after he was diagnosed with coronavirus. A popular playground game could be making a return. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski explains.
The NBA and ESPN are working on a horse event, the old playground game that would include, you know, several high-profile league players playing essentially in isolation in their own home gymnasiums.
Current NBA isolation protocols would prohibit players from competing in the same location. South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley added another high honor to her already impressive resume. After leading her team to a 32-1 record and an SEC tournament championship, Staley was named the 2020 Naismith and AP Coach of the Year, becoming the first in men's or women's basketball history to win Player of the Year and Coach of the Year awards.
Obviously, you can't accomplish this without great teammates. And, you know, those teammates are coaches, you know, the coaches that I currently work with, Lisa, Jolette, and Fred, and our support staff. They put us in a position to be recognized in this way. And then our players.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. CoBank says the COVID-19 outbreak brought the U.S. economy to a screeching halt. A quarterly report from the Knowledge Exchange Division has underscored the critically important nature of agriculture and other industries essential to rural America. The U.S. grain sector still in a rut with pressure on commodity prices, weakening bases for both corn and soybeans in some markets, and export volatility likely for the next few months. Crop farming fundamentals remain challenging. Ag retailers entering the year, though, with a relatively stable footing. Retailers are optimistic about a full agronomy season, given the pent-up demand for fertilizer and crop production products, especially after a wet and complicated fall application period at the end of last year. Chinese demand for U.S. hogs has set records, but hasn't yet led to a strong price or profit margin. U.S. cattle see the swift and sharp decline in the last month as well, and milk prices have fallen off due to COVID-19. Cotton prices sunk to new lows despite strong exports due to fears of slower economic growth. Despite various travel bans and other restrictions, foreign markets still have a large number of consumers who want American pork and beef. Clay Eastwood, Director of International Marketing for the National Pork Board, says the most recent export numbers for American pork includes almost record-setting amounts. January, the second highest export month in history, exporting some 515 million pounds of pork. Of that number, 150 million pounds of pork went to China. Those numbers were posted ahead, though, of the COVID-19 pandemic that hit China and other Asian countries before spreading to the rest of the globe. Eastwood says pork production 5% higher in 2019, early data showing that the number may climb higher even this year. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Monday morning. I'm your broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network. The latest in the pandemic news comes from American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall. He says farm losses are alarming as schools, restaurants, bars, hotels, amusement parks, and even some roadside restaurants remain shuttered. Duvall says farm prices are collapsing.
Dairy prices have dropped 26% to 36%. Cotton futures have plummeted 31%. Hog futures are down 31%. Cattle prices have fallen 25%. Corn is down 14%. And soybeans dropped 8%.
That's on top of a 24% decline in net farm income from six-year-ago highs. Complicating matters, AFP was trying to get legal clarity from the Small Business Administration on producer eligibility for billions in economic disaster loans and payroll protection grants. That after SBA claimed in a website notice, farm and ranches were not eligible for that help Congress included in the CARES Act for businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Help, Duvall argues, is essential.
Our farms are big. Small businesses. I don't know what percentage, but a huge percentage of them would fall in that category. So availability in that area would be a tremendous help.
31 farm groups called on SBA to ensure all farm and ranch operations qualify. House Financial Services Republican Patrick Henry gave his comment.
The Small Business Administration has a massive amount, over $350 million, to provide small business lending and a grant through the Paycheck Protection Program. The implementation of that is coming at breakneck speed.
But an AFB official told reporters on Friday that American Farm Bureau was not telling producers to apply for the SBA loans, community banks, and the eligibility issue was cleared up. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Among the many economic casualties of COVID-19 is the ethanol industry. We'll talk about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Gasoline prices have taken a tumble, mostly because we aren't driving as much during this stay-at-home period of our lives. GasBuddy.com shows the majority of the country with prices between $1.20 and $2 per gallon, with scattered spots where it's even cheaper than $1.20. Even in California, where gas is typically $3.50 to $4.50 per gallon, prices are well under $3 a gallon. That may be great for your budget, but it is not for the ethanol industry and the corn growers who support it. Let's bring in Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities economist for INTLFC Stone. You can find Arlen's informative posts on Twitter at ArlenFF101.
Well, we've seen kind of the perfect storm go against the ethanol industry this week. With a combination of the price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia causing crude oil prices to crash, therefore gasoline prices breaking below the price of ethanol. And then you add to that the coronavirus, which is we're basically shutting down the economy in the United States in order to try to control the disease. And as such, people aren't driving. And when they're not driving, therefore you reduce the amount of mandated blended ethanol. So demand for ethanol is going down. The price of ethanol plummeting hard, still above the price of gasoline, though. Margins dramatically compressed. Really the worst crisis we've seen for the ethanol industry since its founding in a very short 3 to 5 day period.
But as long as we have the RFS, the Renewable Fuels Standard, in place, we're still mandated to use up to 15 billion gallons per year of starch-based or mostly corn-based ethanol, correct?
Well, it still has to be blended, and so we have to find a home for it. So we can use those RINs in order to replace that. So when you're using RINs, then you're not consuming ethanol and building up the supplies. And we really didn't see too much drop in gasoline consumption until this last week's data. That's when we saw a dramatic drop in gasoline consumption across America, and therefore a dramatic drop in the need to blend ethanol. And we expect those numbers to get much worse in the weeks ahead.
And just as with everything else connected to COVID-19, we don't know what the future holds and how long it's going to take before we get back to normal, and even what the new normal might be. More with Arlen Suderman about ethanol tomorrow. Back after this.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville, open 7 days a week.
Valley Vet Supply.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY 55 with a south-southeast breeze. That will bring in warmer temperatures today. Well into the 70s. We approach 80 by Tuesday.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Yetra 77 Livestock, and certainly good morning and hope that you're doing great. Normally, this type of year, we worry about the cattle and the calves, but something's going on. I think they call it corona that we certainly hope that we find you in great shape. We will have sale today starting at 10:30 here at Pietra 77 Livestock. We do have a lot of way-up cows and bulls, guys. We've got a great market. Certainly invite you to make the trip and head to Pietra's. And starting at 10:30 here this morning. On the hay sale at 12 o'clock noon, guys, if you still need some hay to get to pasture time, we certainly got it here today. The sale will be held in the parking lot when you come in, folks. Certainly keep your social distancing there in the parking lot to certainly protect everyone here. And we certainly want you to back off from the auctioneers and the clerks. And we've got plenty of room to do that. So head to Beatrice for a hay sale at 12 o'clock noon. And here are the listings. In the small bales, the alfalfa 177, their second through fifth cutting of alfalfa. In the prairie department, 224. In the brome, there's 60. Now we move on to round bales. Round alfalfa, there's 44 second cut. In the round alfalfa, there's 8 second cut, weighing 1723. We got a select group around Prairie coming out of Home, Kansas, guys. Really nice stuff. There's 8 of them. They weigh 1748. Also in the round Prairie, an additional 100 bales of Prairie. In the round Brome, 39. In the round Brome Prairie mix, there is 30. And there is 11 round corn stalks that will sell from the parking lot area at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, folks, 10:30 on the way up of the cows and the bulls, and a high noon, we will get into baby calves. Certainly a good black bull bottle calf, going to be 7 days old. That's coming off the cow this morning. That's Dave Straube calf out of Tecumseh. Out of Seneca, nice group of calves been coming up the last few Mondays. There's going to be 3 black heifers. They're going to be 3 days to 1 week old. There's going to be a black heifer 2 weeks old. There's 1 black bull bottle calf that will be in that 4 to 5 days old on the baby calves. On another listing, there will be 6 Holstein Swiss white face Holstein cross. They're going to be bulls and heifers on the bottle calves. They're 1 to 2 weeks old. They're coming off the dairy at Humboldt. In the red first calf families, Brett Stutzman will have 12 Red Angus first calf families here today. They are AI DeShula Rebel, certainly a great bull guys in the AI industry. These calves will be 30 days old. They will be all steer calves on the mama cows. The calves vaccinated in Force 3, 7 Way, Multimin 90. The calves also been vaccinated with Zectron here today. So a great set of Stutzman Red First Calf Families, calves at side here at 12 o'clock. Out of Fairbury, we're going to have 4 Red Char Cross Families, guys. They are going to be 3 in the 4-year-olds, and there's going to be 1 in the 5-year-old. They are going to have 30-day-old Charlet Cross calves at side. Out of Adams, there will be 5 black bred cows. They're going to be 6 to 10-year-olds. They're going to be 6 to 9 months bred. Solid mouth cows, guys, and so they're going to have black babies here coming up. And on the feeder cattle, today's listing very short, 21 black char cross steers. They're going to be yearling 750 to 900. They're coming from SCC, the college right here at Beatrice. With the kids all home, they've elected to sell the cattle. So certainly if you need some yearlings, give us a call. We certainly appreciate your business. Stay safe, and today here on the premises, there will be no visitors on the inside. There will be buyers only. We will reserve the right to spread you out, and certainly stay safe and be safe and respect your neighbor. Have a great day, folks, and hope that the health stays positive at your ranch, your farm, your barn, and come and see us. We appreciate the business. Give us a call, Tonya Rick or Denny, at 223-3571. And you know, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
In a few years, kindergarten classes will be filled with Liams and Emmas. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practiced daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 6th, the 97th day of the year. Country singer Merle Haggard was born on this day, and the U.S. entered World War I by declaring war on Germany on this day in 1917.